This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. Royal Dutch Shell's newest drilling rig is on its way to the Arctic Ocean. The huge blue and yellow Polar Pioneer left Seattle's Elliott Bay yesterday morning, despite activists' attempts to block it. But leaders of the so-called Kai Activists movement say their fight is not over. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The confrontation on the water went down peacefully. 24 Kai activists were detained and faced potential fines, including Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. They got out on the water before sunrise, formed flotillas with canoes, and unfurled bright orange banners. U.S. Coast Guard spokesman George Degner says they violated the safety zone around the rig, which is 500 yards when it's underway, because the drill is so massive it can take more than a mile for it to stop.
And our first priority is the safety of individuals on the water and the protection of the maritime commerce and transit system.
The Kai activists were pulled from the water with hooks that reeled them in and then lifted them into law enforcement vessels. They included local groups such as the Raging Grannies and members of the Backbone Campaign, and more than half of those detained were affiliated with Greenpeace, including Seattle-based Curtis Dengler, who received a civil citation and faces a fine of $250.
After several warnings, the Coast Guard vessels and other law enforcement vessels literally pulled us out of our kayaks and into their boats.
He says the detention process was pretty smooth, but the fight isn't over. Their main focus now in Seattle is to get the lease between Foss, Shell, and the Port of Seattle rescinded, since the city has deemed it illegal.
Because we don't feel that Shell is welcome here, and we don't want them to have a home to come back to.
Seattle's hearing examiner is scheduled to take up the lease issue on July 23rd. Meantime, Dengler says groups of protesters all along the way to the Arctic will continue to try and intercept the Arctic fleet on the water, while demanding that the Obama administration revoke the permits for Arctic drilling. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.